This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Monday, June 14th, 2010. It's Flag Day. Happy Flag Day. I don't really know. I guess I should probably look to see what that actually means. We're celebrating the American flag, obviously. Oops, my computer. Yeah, but I don't know. Let's see. Flag Day. I'm recording this on my iPad, of course, making my life so much easier. Let's see. Flag Day. Wikipedia. Come on, bring it up. Maybe everyone else is looking for it. In the United States, Flag Day is celebrated on June 14th. It commemorates the adoption of the flag of the United States, which happened that day by resolution of the Second Continental Congress in 1777. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation that officially established June 14th as Flag Day. In August 1949, National Flag Day was established by an act of Congress. Flag Day is not an official federal holiday. Though on June 14, 1937, Pennsylvania became the first state and only U.S. state to celebrate Flag Day as a state holiday. Isn't that interesting? Okay, so that's Flag Day. Congratulations. Happy Flag Day. Yeah, so I was just playing Words with Friends, and I am totally stuck. I know, we've already talked about Words with Friends a million times, but I have a game going with R.J. Dennis. I believe he's... I can't think of the name of his podcast. He does a podcast. I can't think of it. Anyway, the game is pretty much done. I have 311 points. He's got 200 and something points. So clearly I'm winning. But I only have one letter left, the letter V. And there is no place on the board to put the damn letter. So here's my question. If I resign, I lose the game, clearly, right? But what do I do if I can't find a place to put the damn tile? Am I going to have to resign? I hope not. I took a picture of the board, and I'm going to put it on the on the website for the show notes tonight, so that you can see, and maybe someone can suggest a place to put the V, because I'm not going to give up until I can find a place to put this V. It's driving me crazy. So it's funny. And on top of that, I just, earlier when I was playing with, I believe it was Lala Lorne, I kind of am lost on this one. I think it was Lala Lorne. I scored 126 points with one word. My highest before was 119 against Arthur, and that was yesterday, but it was 126 points, and now I can't think of what the damn word was. But I know it was 120, or did I take a picture? Yeah, I think I took a picture of that too. So I'll put that on the board, on the website, too, so you can see that picture of the high score. Cool. You know, I'm just absolutely loving this game. I think most people are who play it. So today I went to get my hair cut, but I decided to do something totally different. I went to an actual fancy salon to get my hair cut, and I'll tell you why I did that. A couple weeks ago, well, actually... I like to use this bumblebee wax in my hair as my styling product, and I was out of it, so I went to, and yeah, I can only buy it at this one place, this salon in the mall, and I went there to buy it, and while I was staying there getting my wax, this guy says, "Who does your hair now?" And I said, "Oh, just some Asian lady down the street." He said, "Well, if you're looking for a new stylist, give me a try." I said, "Oh, I probably couldn't afford here because I'm a school teacher." And he said, "I'll give you a special discount." I was like, "Okay." So that was a couple weeks ago. And then today I decided I was going to get my hair cut. So I just walked in, and sure enough, he was free. Because I went there, it was like 3 o'clock, and nobody's ever there at that time. So went in there. He remembered seeing me, and I said, "Can you do a haircut?" He said, "Sure." So took me back, and he said, "Let's do something a little bit more modern." I'm like, "What do you mean? My hair's not modern." Which I knew it wasn't, but... So he spent a lot of time cutting it, and he only used scissors. He did not use those trimmer things except to go around like the edges and around my ears. But I usually have it parted on the right side, but he parted on the left side, and not really even a part. It's more like just a zhuzhing of the hair and zhuzhing it towards the... from the left side over to the right. And I thought it looked pretty good, and I took pictures of that, too, and I'm going to have a lot of pictures on the website when you go check it out. Yeah, that actually doesn't look too bad. I took 3 pictures of my haircut. Actually, one I like the best when I'm leaning my head to the side. So I guess I have a kind of modern new haircut. Anyway, so he cut my hair. He did a really good job. We were talking the whole time. He's a Gemini. He just had his birthday. He turned 48. All these different things about him. And then after he cut my hair, he shampooed it, and he gave me, like, I swear to God, it was like a 10-minute scalp massage. And that felt so amazing. I was, like, having, what did he call it, a brain orgasm or something like that. Clearly he knew I was gay, and I knew he was gay, but anyway. So I got my hair cut, and then when it came to the price, oh, I know, before I told him, I said, before you start, what do you charge? And he said, normally I charge $45, but I'll charge you $30. And I was like, okay, cool, I can handle $30. Of course, that's double what I normally pay for my haircut, but maybe, maybe it'll be worth it if I have this decent haircut every 6 weeks or so. So, yeah. And then, okay, now here comes my other question, because you know I have problems with this, with tipping. I never know how much to tip the hairstylist. I don't know if I, did it right, but the haircut was $30, so I tipped him $5. Is that enough? I don't know. I figured that's almost 20%. Is that good? Another dollar would be 20%. So I don't know. I don't know if it's different, or should I be tipping him for what he would have charged, the $45? In that case, my tip was terrible. I don't know. I never know what to do. I never know what to tip. So, I end up embarrassing myself. Anyway, so I got my hair cut, and I think it looks pretty good. So, yeah. Now, I totally forgot to tell you about the weekend. I usually start with the weekend, but I didn't. This weekend, the boyfriend was with his parents, because his parents came in town last week, and he had plans to spend with them the whole weekend. However, on Saturday, I got together with him and his parents, and we went to wineries and hung out and had lunch and chit-chat and stuff. It was, good to see them, and then we were home by like 5 o'clock in the evening, kind of late. But had a very nice time. And then the rest of the weekend, I was very lazy. On Sunday, I did laundry and watched TV most of the day. And I listened to Foul Monkeys Live, which was good. Friday night, I listened to Larry Vader Live. And Saturday night, I listened to Daniel Brewer Live on the Walkahol Live. He was playing music, and I requested a song, and he played it. That was kind of fun. I don't know if that's the normal way that show goes. I kind of don't think it is, because I think they talk about the game, World of Warcraft, but because he was out of town, he did it differently this time. So I'm not so sure that's the regular way of doing it. Probably not. Anyway, so as I said, the rest of the weekend I was just kind of lazy and listened to podcasts and watched TV, and I did a little bit of schoolwork, but not much. And then, before you know it, it's Monday. Now I only have, I say only, but I have 8 school days left. My last day is Thursday, June 24th, so we have like a week and a half left. And it cannot come soon enough, because these kids are driving me crazy, and they're getting worse every day. Speaking of teachers and school, I saw this article on HuffingtonPost.com. It says, teacher fired for having premarital sex sues Southland Christian School. Now it says, a Florida teacher is suing the private school that fired her for having premarital sex. Waretta, or Jarretta, Waretta, Hamilton, a former fourth grade teacher, appeared on the Today Show Monday to talk about her lawsuit against Southland Christian School in St. Cloud, Florida. Hamilton was fired in 2009 after going to school officials to ask for maternity leave. Hamilton, who is married, was asked by the school officials about the date she conceived. When she explained that it was 3 weeks before her marriage to her husband, school officials decided to fire her. Hamilton, they argue, broke school policy to maintain and communicate the values and purpose of Southland Christian School. Hamilton is suing the school in federal court and is seeking compensation for the loss of a job, and she's seeking compensatory damages for emotional distress. Recounting her story to Ann Curry, Hamilton and her husband explained that what bothered them the most was that school officials told colleagues and parents of students that Hamilton was fired for fornicating. A letter from the Southland Christian obtained by NBC News says that Loretta was asked not to return because of a moral issue that was disregarded, namely fornication, sex outside of marriage. The school asked that Hamilton drop her case and consider the testimony of the Lord. Oh my God. That is tragic. Here's the thing, though. Because it's a private school, and she knew it was a private school before agreeing to teach there, she had to follow their rules. And if one of their rules was that you will not have premarital sex, then, you know, and that, if that's in their whatever contract for hire, for their requirement for being hired, then I'm sorry, honey, you're not going to get your job back because you did what you agreed that you wouldn't do. I know probably most people would not agree with that, but I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it. She should not get her job back, and she should not get any money because she broke the rules of the thing, of the school. Anyway, let's see what the other big news is of the day. BP. Really? Surprise, surprise. The oil is still coming out of the pipe. Nothing major there. How'd the stock market do? Oh, we're down 20 points. Oh, those crazy Salahis are back. Washington's favorite White House state dinner crashers, Michelle and Tariq Salahi. It's Michaela. Michaela Salahi is officially one of the Real Housewives of D.C. Oh, we have to read this article. What does this say? It's official. Salahi's to star in Real Housewives starting August 5th. The Real Housewives of D.C. will be debuting on Thursday, August 5th at 9 p.m. With Washington's favorite White House state dinner crashers, Michaela Salahi on board as a Real Housewife. Bravo confirmed the start date, which will be officially announced Tuesday. My, my, my. This weekend, you know, they had the Polo Cup. What is it? Not America's Polo Cup. What is it? Oh, yeah, it was. America's Polo Cup on the mall. I say on the mall, but on the D.C. mall, you know, they had a reserved area. And it was against India, but the government of India and the government of the United States did not sponsor the event. And all the people they had sponsors on these shirts said, no, we didn't sponsor them. So it was funny. The only people who publicly said that they sponsored them was the Washington Times, that crazy newspaper that should be going out of business any day now. Just crazy. Just crazy. Well, that's actually all I have for today. I think it's about to rain, to tell you the truth. Anyway, yeah, that's all I have. So maybe I'll podcast Wednesday night. I don't know. Maybe a little short 5 minutes. You know, I was thinking today about, because people were talking about, who was it? I think it was, it was the Faye Driver from the Pink Wheelnuts podcast was telling me, I was listening to his podcast, and he was talking about, like, Larry Klei was back to podcasting, and I did not know that. I need to get his feed and resubscribe to it in iTunes. But anyway, that reminded me that, you know, he does these little 5-minute shows, and there's no reason why I can't do more of these little 5-minute shows. So maybe I'll do something a little short on Wednesday. And then, of course, on Thursday, we have the live Arch.com show on Pride48.com. So, yeah. All right, well, that's all you're getting for today, boys and girls. I hope you had a great Monday, and I hope you have a great rest of the week. So until next time, bye.